Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to my presentation. The title of my presentation is Modified Smectites to Minimize Proteins Interference on Aflatoxin Adsorption from Corn Fermentation Solution. Aflatoxin. Aflatoxins are mycotoxins mainly produced by fungi Aspergillus flavus and Aspergillus parasiticus, and they are carcinogenic to both animals and humans. Among all natural aflatoxins, aflatoxin B1 is the most potent carcinogen, and it is thought to be the most potent liver carcinogen. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has recommended the lowest action level of 20 ppb of aflatoxin in food and feed ingredients. And corn is very susceptible to aflatoxin contamination due to some biotic and abiotic factors such as drought, heat, humidity, insect attack, or the combinations of these factors during corn production, harvest, and storage. Contaminated corn for biofuel. With increasing demand on sustainable energy, about 34% corn produced in the United States is used for biofuel production. And maize contributed more than 80% of the entire ethanol production. The aflatoxin contaminated corn that are rejected as food and feedstuffs are consumed in biofuel industry to produce ethanol. So in ethanol industry, ethanol is produced by the process of corn fermentation solution, and the final and the co-product of ethanol production is DDG, which is dried distillers grain that are very popular animal feed because they have high energy and protein content. Although the production of DDG is increasing with the rapid increase of the biofuel industry, but up to threefold enrichment of mycotoxins in DDG is a great concern to both biofuel and animal industry. So smectites are the 2:1 tephylosilicate minerals that are the major constituents of bentonites. And the smectites have been used successfully more than 2 decades to detoxify aflatoxins from food and feed. This is the model of aflatoxin and smectite complex, and we can see that smectites can adsorb aflatoxin into their interlayer. And our researchers, our long-term researchers, have confirmed that some of the smectites have as high as 20% of aflatoxin B1 adsorption on their dry weight basis from water. But unfortunately, we have figured out recently that smectites have very low aflatoxin adsorption capacity from corn fermentation solution. The corn fermentation solution, which is produced in biofuel industry during the process of fermentation. And our exciting results have indicated that some compounds from fermentation solution were fixed into the interlayer of smectites. And we got higher DS spacing when the smectites were synthesized in fermentation solution rather than just in water. And finally, it has been confirmed that the interfering compounds in fermentation solution were just simply protein, as when we compared with zein, which is major protein in corn. So our long-term objective of this study was to evaluate the potential of some smectites as aflatoxin binders from fermentation solution during biofuel production. And the specific objective for the present study is to reduce the interference of proteins from fermentation solution on aflatoxin B1 adsorption by using surface modified smectites. In the materials and methods part, we used for our overall study, we used these two instruments, the Bruker D8 Advanced XRD, and we analyzed our sample at room temperature and after heating at 300 degrees centigrade. We used the Spectrum 100 FTIR. Three smeg tests from Mississippi, Texas, and Wyoming have been used for the overall study. And this is the picture of fermentation solution that we collected from White Energy Plainview ethanol plant from Plainview of Texas. An aflatoxin was purchased from Sigma Chemical Company, and only 8 ppm aflatoxin B1 was used for the overall study. So for surface modification, choline chloride was used, which is choline chloride is a small organic cationic compound, which is an essential nutrient in some feeds, especially for the poultry feed. So the clays were treated with choline chloride at the amount that was 2 times the CC of the respective clay. Then the clay suspensions were shaken for 1 hour, centrifuged, and washed with DI water to make the complex of smectites. For XRD and FTIR analysis, only 1 milligram of smectites was used. Smectites were synthesized in fermentation solution with aflatoxin or without aflatoxin. For XRD analysis, the samples were mounted on silicon wafer, and for FTIR, we used the zinc sulfur disk. So before discussing about the results, I'm going to just briefly describe the hypothesis why I use the choline chloride. The first thing is that choline chloride is non-toxic. Moreover, it is essential nutrient element in some food and feed. So choline chloride is an organic cation which can replace the inorganic cations from the interlayer of smectites. And here in this space, the choline chlorides can act like peelers to just prop open the interlayers. And choline chloride in these interlayers do not completely fill the space. So the size of the choline chloride, the choline chloride just to fit in the interlayer of space in such a way that the interlayer adsorption sites are big enough for aflatoxin B1, but too small to permit much larger protein molecules. Okay, so this is a result from the XRD analysis. Here we can see that, when the smectite 3 ms was treated, when the smectites was treated with choline chloride, the DS spacing was 1.08. So for the smectites in water, for untreated smectites, we always found that after heating at 300 degrees centigrade, the DS spacing collapsed to about 1 nanometer. And due to choline chloride treatment, it just a little bit higher. Most probably some choline chlorides went into the interlayer space. And this treated smectites, when synthesized in aflatoxin solution, the DS spacing increased from 1 to 1.3. So it definitely indicated that choline chloride permitted the interlayer excess of aflatoxin from water. Similar results are found for 8TX and 6WY in each smectite. When the treated smectites was synthesized in aflatoxin solution, the DS spacing increased. And this the previous result is just with accordance with the FTIR results, because when the smectites, the choline chloride treated smectites synthesized in water, we got the same intensity and same spectral intensity and position when compared with the smectites, non-treated smectites in aflatoxin solution. And we confirmed that this these spectra were due to aflatoxin fixation, if we just compare this spectra with this one, the treated smectite just in water, because we cannot find the spectra of aflatoxin B1. So in the smectites, in choline chloride treated smectites, we can just see that 1475 and 1220, these two in position wavelength was just due to the choline chloride fixation. So this XRD analysis suggested that choline chloride treatment of smectites decreased the DS spacing when the smectites were synthesized in fermentation solution. That means choline chloride restricted the interlayer excess of protein from fermentation solution. So for the untreated clay, when the smectites 3 mS was treated in was synthesized in fermentation solution, the DS spacing was 1.79, but it decreased to 1.3 in case of treated clay. That means choline chloride restricted some compounds from fermentation solution to get into the interlayer of smectites, and that are protein. Similar observations are for 8TX and 6WY. And the same results, the reduced DS spacing was found for the treated smectites, both at room temperature and after heating at 300 degrees centigrade. So what happened when the smectites was exposed to both aflatoxin and fermentation solution at the same time? The DS spacing decreased when the treated smectites was exposed to both aflatoxin and fermentation solutions at the same time. And this result suggested that the choline chloride restricted the interlayer fixation of protein when the smectites was exposed to both protein and aflatoxin solution. So choline chloride allowed interlayer excess of aflatoxin B1, but it restricted the protein molecules to get into the interlayer. And similar observations are found for 8TX and 6WY. And after 300 degrees centigrade, after heating at 300 degrees centigrade, the DS spacing also reduced for the treated clays, like for 3 mS. When the 3 mS was synthesized in aflatoxin and fermentation solution, the DS spacing was 1.51, but for the treated clay, the DS spacing reduced to 1.29. So in my conclusion, modification of smectites by choline chloride restricted the interlayer excess of large protein molecules from corn fermentation solution, but allowed the aflatoxin B1 fixation. Thank you. Any questions, please? This slide?
Yeah, the first time you were just interacting with the aflatoxin.
Uh-huh.
When you interacted it with the aflatoxin there, it's 1.3,
mm-hmm.
which is the same as when you didn't have the aflatoxin and you had the... So clearly, I guess my question is,
mm-hmm. That's after 300 degrees centigrade. So after 300 degrees centigrade, the smectite collapses to about 1 nanometer.
Okay. So maybe I need to look at the treated.
Yeah, but in the treated choline chloride treated smectite, it is a little bit higher than 1 for each case. Here 1.18 for 6WY, 1.3 because some choline definitely fixed into the interlayer of a smectite.
Yes.
Any more?
I was going to ask about the FTIR patterns. How did you process those? Are those second derivative patterns, and did you subtract out the choline and the clay from those patterns? Or are those second derivative patterns?
How did you correct it?
How did you process it?
Processed? Okay. So I used the zinc sulfur disk. And I recorded the blank, the empty zinc sulfur disk, and then I just subtracted from the sample. So just the blank one and with sample one, and when I just subtracted the blank one from the sample, I just got the spectra only for my sample.
So
that's your question?
Just quickly, you concluded, if I understood correctly, that by treating with the choline chloride, prevented proteins from getting into the interlayer.
Right.
Okay. Did you do any sort of sorption experiments where you put in choline chloride treated?
You mean the isotherms?
And then added the fermentation product and see how much of the protein.
I'm just currently doing this kind of experiments, some adsorption experiments, some Langmuir adsorption isotherms. So just to want to make sure that yes, the choline chloride increase the aflatoxin adsorption or from the fermentation solution. So I'm doing some these kinds of experiment right now. Yeah. Thank you.